really wish this video that I'm making right now, what I'm about to say in it, would fully sink in for everyone. The truth of what I'm about to tell you would spread to the world. Because I think if people could fully acknowledge and accept what I'm about to say, things could actually start to change around here for the better. And this is just one example among thousands, but the point needs to be made again, and it probably needs to be made again and again and again until people start to really realize how this works, how our reality is informed and constructed, and what that is based on, which ultimately is little more than trust and belief. And that's it. So recently, you may have heard that 84-year-old Senator Mitch McConnell fell and was unconscious and was hospitalized.
Growing concern about the health of Senator Mitch McConnell, the Kentucky Republican and former majority leader, is 84 years old, and he's been hospitalized for 3 weeks now.
And no one had heard from him for weeks. And there was speculation all over social media that he actually died, and they just weren't telling anyone because they don't want to have a special election where Thomas Massie might get in or something. So they're trying to keep Mitch McConnell out of the spotlight and just pretend he's not gone.
But apparently, people don't like a majority senator disappearing with no explanation for 3 weeks. So the governor of Kentucky contacted him in a way that old people love, mail.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear has sent a letter to Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell requesting an update on his health.
Dear Senator McConnell, over the last several weeks, Kentuckians have grown increasingly concerned about the current state of your health and well-being and ability to hold office in the United States Senate.
The fact that this letter exists is not a great sign, okay?
And the only word that we were getting coming out were things like this social media post from CNN Scott Jennings claiming, "I spoke to my old friend Mitch McConnell this morning."
Even stranger, yesterday, two Republican senators, John Thune, John Barrasso, both claimed they had 20-minute phone calls with Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, who's been in the hospital for almost a month. Scott Jennings, CNN, made the exact same claim. And I think I just assumed, like most normal people, that today we'd get like a video from the senator from the hospital.
Which then got lampooned by everyone saying, well, I spoke to Mitch McConnell for 20 minutes today about aliens and UFOs and the fact that we should end the Fed and how corrupt everything is. And it got to the point where so many people were posting, "I spoke to my old friend Mitch McConnell in the hospital this morning" posts that somebody asked AI to add it up. And they said, if you added up all the posts claiming to have spoken to Mitch McConnell for 20 minutes in the hospital, it would have meant that he had been talking on the phone for over 48 straight hours. Because that's the only word we got in that time. It was coming from the mouth of people that you either trust their word on it, that they spoke to him and he's fine, or you don't. And that's it. It's ultimately based on trust and belief.
But who's going to believe that story?
I mean, never mind that we live in a world now where people are getting their voices cloned. And even if you did speak to Mitch McConnell on the phone, it doesn't mean you spoke to Mitch McConnell on the phone. I've been told right now that they've cloned my voice off of this channel and they're using it to sell Ethiopian Bibles on YouTube. I've not seen the commercial myself, but I'm not selling Ethiopian Bibles. But supposedly they took my voice, they've raised it half an octave or something, and they're using it to sell something. Doesn't mean I'm doing that. I'm not doing that. So even if somebody did speak to Mitch McConnell on the phone, we live in a time of generative AI. Is that really him? How do they know? Once you hear that story third hand, it's like a game of telephone. How do you know? How does anybody know? And the speculation over Mitch McConnell being alive or not got to the point that even the mainstream media outlets were asking, is Mitch McConnell secretly deceased? I mean, they were posting this in headlines. So fast forward to today when Mitch McConnell's camp releases this photograph of him holding a newspaper claiming that he's just fine now. He has no broken bones, no concussion, no heart attack, no stroke. He had a mild case of pneumonia, but that's about it. And he's fine in there and he's holding the current paper. So this is supposedly proof of life. And that's what's being sent out everywhere on all the mainstream outlets, that this is proof of Mitch McConnell is fine. But the truth is, you either believe this is a real picture of him holding a current newspaper and he's fine because the media said so, or you don't. It's ultimately based on trust. Do you believe it? Do you believe this is a real picture? A lot of people are saying this is an AI-generated picture.
This isn't real.
What is real? How do you define real?
So currently we're living in a world where you have AI and you could generate anything. Video, realistic photos, pretty much anything you want. Doesn't mean it's real, obviously, But even before that, we had Photoshop. And even before Photoshop existed, there were ways to physically cut pictures, enhance parts of pictures, add things to the background, take things out. I mean, that's been going on ever since photography existed. And that's the real point. I mean, never mind that an 84-year-old man should probably retire, right? By the time you're getting to a point where you're falling down and you're gone for weeks from your job and you're getting sick and all this stuff is good, you probably shouldn't be a senator who's sitting up in a position of power that affects other people's lives in this country. Like, that probably should not be a thing at all anyway. And it's not ageist to say that. It's just the truth.
To finishing the NDA this week has been good bipartisan cooperation. And a string of
Are you good?
Mitch? Okay, Mitch? Anything else you want to say? Or should we just go back to your office? Do you want to say anything else to the press?
I mean, it's very sad, but it's a fact of life that people age. And by the time you're freezing in the middle of press conferences.
What are your thoughts on running for re-election in 2026?
What are my thoughts about what?
Running for re-election in 2026.
Oh, that's good.
Then the 81-year-old Senate minority leader stood silent. An aide steps in.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026?
Yes.
Still just a blank expression.
All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute. Senator. Benny. Yep.
A member of his security detail comes forward.
I'm going to head outside, sir. Come with us. Okay.
Somebody else have a question? Please speak up.
Probably you should step down. By the time we have senators like Dianne Feinstein just being told, just say aye, they're telling her, just vote yes on something.
Submit it.
Yeah, just say aye.
Okay, just
aye. Aye.
Senator,
thank you.
Senator Durbin.
How is that a person of sound mind doing the job they were elected to do? It's not. It's clearly not. We shouldn't be having people who are 84 and 90 years old still being senators and congresspeople. It's not the way anything should be done. But let's just set that aside for a minute. Is Mitch McConnell okay or not? The ultimate truth to answer that question is really just whether or not you believe this is a real picture. This photograph that's being shared by Fox News and C-SPAN and CNN, is this real? And a lot of people do not believe this is a real picture. I mean, this is the level that we are now at. You have WHS 11 out of Louisville, ABC News having to come out with their reporters and officially say things like, people still don't believe this and they think it's AI, but really it's we think it's real. Like, they're trying to convince you that this photograph is real.
Mitch McConnell announced he is alive and well, but the internet is still not convinced. Many people say that this photo, which was attached to the press release Mitch McConnell sent out today, is fake or AI. While we haven't verified any sort of AI usage within the photo, we can see that Mitch McConnell is holding a newspaper from today. If you zoom in, you can see that he is holding the sports page from today's Washington Post. And although AI image detection services are not that reliable, when I ran them through detection software, it came back as most likely real. Other indicators of AI-generated images, like fuzzy background, fuzzy people, or fuzzy objects, are also not seen in the image. And we do know that AI has trouble with fine details like the letters that would have been on that newspaper. But even if these details were added in post, we know that this picture, or at least this newspaper, is from today. So as of right now, Mitch McConnell is alive and well, despite rumors circulating.
Just in the clip I showed you, look at how much he has to hedge. First, she's talking about we put it in AI detection software, which is known to be unreliable, but it said there's a low probability. So first of all, it didn't say zero. Secondly, AI detection software is notoriously unreliable. I have put real photos I took in there, and it says they're AI. You can also put 100% AI photos in there, and it will say they are 100% real. So those things are worthless, first of all. Secondly, she's like, even if details are added later, we know it's today's paper that he's holding, so we know it's real. Like,
even if these details were added in post, we know that this picture, or at least this newspaper, is from today. So as of right now, Mitch McConnell is alive and well.
But that's not how that works. I can Photoshop today's paper into any photo right now. That does not make it real. I can do that. So that is really easy to do, especially in the era of Photoshop. But now that AI is a thing, you can do that in a few clicks. That is nothing. Okay? So that doesn't mean anything at all. It means less than nothing that he's holding today's paper. Like, maybe once upon a time that worked on people. Although, again, I will say, even back in 100 years ago, you could have done something like that. It would have taken physically cutting a picture up, but it's something that could have been done. So that doesn't mean anything. Having to say all that doesn't then equal, so this is definitely a picture that's absolutely real. Whether or not this is a real photo isn't even really the point, though. What's really the point is that's the level we're even at, that we have the media now not just reporting on what's supposedly happening, but trying to openly convince you that it's true. This shouldn't be a thing, right? We shouldn't be to the level where our media is trying to implore people to believe them, that what they're reporting on is true. But that is the level that we're at. Obviously, that's the level where you never would have saw this on the TV. Back when there were 3 television stations, can you imagine Walter Cronkite? Please believe me, this really happened.
And that's the way it is.
But that's the level we're at. I've seen a lot of people, a lot of posts claiming this is an AI picture. But that's not even ultimately the point here. It's not about AI. Because unless you're in the hospital room with Mitch McConnell yourself personally, you don't know. So you have to base your information on whether or not Mitch McConnell is okay on this photograph and the institutional trust of our media and our government. That's how our society runs. It's largely like 99% based on the trust in our institutions. And that's the point. This is about the reality that we live in and how that reality is constructed. And it's constructed based on trust. If you were alive and old enough to understand what was going on the night of August 4th, 1964, and you happen to be watching television sometime before midnight, you may have seen that the President of the United States interrupted television broadcasts across the nation to tell everybody that 2 U.S. destroyers had been attacked in the Gulf of Tonkin.
My fellow Americans.
Okay, I was going to play for you the clip of LBJ announcing the Gulf of Tonkin incident, where he says that there's renewed hostile tensions and that 2 U.S. destroyers had been attacked, where he broke into the news to say this to the American people. But I can't do that because some guy named Stephen Stuckey apparently made a concert drama commissioned by the Dallas Symphony Orchestra to honor the 100th anniversary of LBJ's birth. And they used clips of historical importance, such as this speech, in their orchestra thing. And so now it's all copyrighted if I try to use it to play it for you in an editorial video about history. And I'm sorry for the rant, but I think they do this on purpose just so you can't play these clips. I think that's the whole reason why we live in such a stupid, stupid system. Everything about this is dumb, but I digress. And that he was going to seek a resolution on it to escalate the situation that was going on over there. And the media reported on this, and it was talked about for years. And whether or not you believed that occurred or not, the night of August 4th, 1964, is based upon whether or not you believed not just President Johnson, but whatever agencies were feeding President Johnson that information. In this case, it came from the NSA. Your knowledge of what happened in the Gulf of Tonkin on the night of August 4th, 1964, was based upon whether or not you trusted and believed the information you were getting from our intelligence agencies and our president, because you weren't there. You weren't on a boat in the Gulf of Tonkin. So you didn't see it with your own eyes. You saw a news report of our president breaking into national broadcast, which must have been considered pretty serious for a president to interrupt national broadcast television to bring you some information. Seems very authoritative. It's coming from the president. He's interrupting national TV to tell you about it. So did it happen? He said it did. He interrupted national TV. He gave a speech interrupting national TV to tell the American people that this is what happened. But did it happen? No, it didn't happen at all. It didn't happen, like, it wasn't confused. It didn't happen at all. There were no North Vietnamese vessels even present in the area at the time. It would not come out till decades later, many decades later, that the NSA had deliberately skewed intelligence information to create the impression that this attack had even occurred. And the Gulf of Tonkin incident, as it came to be known, is what got the United States into the more directly into the Vietnam War. I mean, they'd sent over advisors or whatever they always do when they're not officially, we're not officially at war, we're just sending over some kind of training advisors or whatever, that whole gray area thing they like to do. It's not boots on the ground, it's advisors. I guess they're floating above the ground. I don't know, whatever. So they had already been a little bit involved, but this particular event here is what escalated everything. And it was based on not false information like, oh, later they just figured out it was incorrectly reported. It was purposefully false information to justify the war. And this isn't a singular incident, like this just happened one time. You've probably seen the clip, but if you haven't, I'm going to play it again, of Patrick Claussen from the think tank Washington Institute for Near East Policy, where he comes out and says, this is how America gets to war.
Crisis initiation is really tough. And it's very hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran. Which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way of America gets to war is what would be best for U.S. interests. Some people might think that Mr. Roosevelt wanted to get us into World War II, as David mentioned. You may recall we had to wait for Pearl Harbor. Some people might think Mr. Wilson wanted to get us into World War I. You may recall he had to wait for the Lusitania episode. Some people might think that Mr. Johnson wanted to send troops to Vietnam. You may recall he had to wait for the Gulf of Tonkin episode. We didn't go to war with Spain until the USS, until the Maine exploded. And may I point out that Mr. Lincoln did not feel he could call out the Federal Army until Fort Sumter was attacked, which is why he ordered the commander at Fort Sumter to do exactly that thing which the South Carolinians had said would cause an attack. So if, in fact, the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if somebody else started the war.
All of the major wars that have happened in over a century now, this is exactly how they've done it. This exact way. So it's based upon lies, but it's lies that don't come out as lies until decades later, sometimes many decades later. But at the time, people believed it, and they're probably putting up flags in the yard and rah-rah, go the troops and all this stuff for a thing that was false, that was a lie, that was drafting people. They did a draft over this.
Of course, is the order of the birthdays. And those will determine how the 19-year-olds next year, those from 19 to 26, will be subject to the draft. So let's go down the list and give you the ascending order in which they were drawn tonight.
Ultimately. And they were drafting people to go fight and die in this war that was based upon lies. Calculated lies. Not misinformation. Oopsie, we just accidentally got it wrong. Purposeful, straight-up lie. But for the people in 1964 who watched the president interrupt the TV, if they believed what the president was saying, that became their reality. So anything that was told to them next about what was going to be done in Vietnam was going to be justified based upon this story that was told to them and the way in which it was told, interrupting national broadcast before midnight, the president breathlessly telling you about this, like that becomes their reality. It wasn't until decades later, the former U.S. Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, admitted there was no attack in the Gulf of Tonkin.
And events afterwards showed that our judgment that we'd been attacked that day was wrong.
The craziest thing about some of that is that while they were trying to impress everyone on the idea that if you saw it on the news, it was true, but if you saw it in a movie theater, it was fake. They were playing news clips at the beginning of every movie. Like, this is real. The movie is fiction.
Out Outside Blair House, the president's temporary Washington home, extreme fanatics of the Puerto Rican Nationalist Party try to force their way in, guns blazing, to assassinate the president of the United States. As the plot is foiled, police and Secret Service men examine the damage. A picket on the iron fence is knocked off.
I mean, they were being shown the magic trick of Hollywood right there in the theater, and yet somehow being told, this over here is real and that over there is fake, and you're supposed to think in your mind that what you're being shown in the clips of the news, that's real. The things they're doing in the Hollywood magic show, that would never be done over here in this news. You're not even supposed to question it. Why wouldn't they question it, though? Like, why wouldn't that be a natural question? Why? Because they trusted these institutions that when they said this one's real and that one's a movie, that they were telling the truth. That is ultimately the only real difference between the one and the other. And that is how society has always been. It didn't start this way because of the advent of technology. This is how societies have always been. You either trust the people that are in the positions of power in your society, that they are being honest with you when they tell you the nature of your reality around you and what that is, or you don't, because they either have not earned your trust or they've broken your trust. But it's still ultimately based on trust. That's where the belief comes from. And historically, when the institutions of power cannot earn that trust in the traditional ways they should be, well, then you have things like the Inquisition, where they will torture you and threaten to kill you if you don't swear that you believe what it is they're trying to get you to believe. And I just don't think that enough people have let it fully sink in. I mean, I don't know. I've been talking to older family members that were born in the boomer generation, and they have told me things that they're just now coming to the realization after all this time in their lives that perhaps some of the ways in which they were raised maybe weren't as good as they thought. Things like being taught never to question anyone older than you. If someone's older than you, they're an authority figure compared to you. You should never question them. If someone's in an official position, like a preacher or a doctor.
Doctors in all parts of the country were asked, what cigarette do you smoke, doctor? Once again, the brand named most was Camel.
Or a politician or a teacher, never question them. They are an authority. You are not your child. Don't question anything. They were taught not to question anything, which is really great for putting you into a situation where all of these things are being done to you in your country and in the world, and you think it's okay, and you think it's good, and you think it's justified. It just teaches people to shut down critical thinking and not question their reality at all, and it leads them to living in a completely false reality that is based upon lies. And now we live in a time of AI, so all of those lies can be made to look so much more real than they ever were. I have an upcoming video on all these UFO videos that are coming out of the government. Like, they're releasing all these UFO videos. We watched Spielberg's Disclosure Day movie, and not to spoil it for anyone, but it's kind of built into the title. The whole thing is based upon showing people videos. We live in a time of generative AI that is so good, and we don't even know how long that's been had. That's the other thing. We don't know how long generative AI has been had by institutions, but I can tell you it's been a lot longer than people probably realize. I mean, they had voice cloning technology out of Los Alamos. In 1999, they were reporting they had that, and it was just as good. You couldn't tell the difference. So that's back in the 20th century, technically, that they already had that, okay? So how do we know? We don't. The point is, all of our society is based upon trust, which works if you have a high trust society. I don't know anybody who can tell me they believe everything coming out of this government and this legacy mainstream media following COVID. And how many times have we been lied to about things? How many times have we been lied to about things? That's a question I could never answer for you. But once you see this, and once you fully recognize all of the major events, many of them, many, 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 many of them are based upon, were you physically there in the room? Because if not, you are trusting somebody. You're trusting the television to tell you the truth and the images on that TV to be real. You're trusting the government to be honest with you about things, even though they have a history of being completely dishonest. And actually, if you become a scholar of history, as we have tried to do here at this channel, what you will realize is you can go back hundreds of years and find things, and it's really questionable as to whether or not those things ever happened at all. So our reality is based upon trust, and that works if you live in a society that has high trust. That works if you have a government that's not totally corrupt and agencies that are not, you know, federal agencies that are not totally revolving doors for the corporations they're supposed to be regulating, and politicians that are not receiving kickbacks from the corporations that they are supposed to be writing laws about and things like that. But we don't live in any of that. We don't live in any of that. So when Mitch McConnell, who's 84 and should have retired years ago, when he puts out a photograph of himself holding a newspaper and you're supposed to accept that as proof, maybe in 1964 people would have accepted that. But today, nobody is. I've seen nothing but questions and people thinking that this is AI and it's fake. And of course, you know, like, that's the time we're living in. That's how our society works. That's how everything is based. It's ultimately based on trust. That's why we named the Trust Game series about our financial system the Trust Game. All of this, everything, all of these, when you stop at a stoplight and you expect the person on the other side of the street to also stop, so when your light turns green, you can go, that's trust. We all have to trust each other. Our society is all based on this. But this trust has got to be, it's supposed to be earned. That's the thing about trust. Trust is supposed to be earned. This trust got lost a long time ago, and they're not doing anything really, and I've seen nothing that is building it back in a way that anyone should accept without question, almost really anything that's coming out at all about anything. I don't know how anyone is at this point. We've been on a need-to-know basis and under a national security blanket since 1947. How would we know anything that's going on at all? Why would we expect to be told the truth about anything? I just wish people would look at things like this and recognize what it actually means. It's not about Mitch McConnell. If he is recovering, then I hope he has a speedy recovery. And then he retires, because he should have done that a long time ago. But that's really not even, it's not about him, and it's not even the point. Do we trust these institutions to tell us the truth about what is happening in the world, which they are telling whatever story they're telling to justify whatever it is they're doing, to justify sending billions of dollars to other countries, to justify all the stuff that's going on? Do we trust that or not? Actually, it's not even that, really. We're not even down to that anymore. We're down to, do you even believe this happened at all? Period. We're not adding things like, is what's happening in the best interest of the American people? We stopped asking that question a long time ago. That used to be the main thing that was questioned all the time. But we've, ever since 9/11 and the Patriot Act and the Yellow Cake and the Forever Wars, I think we've just stopped asking whether or not what's going on has anything to do with the American people's best interest or the American people at all. I don't think we even ask those questions anymore. There's no accountability at all. I don't know why anyone would expect accountability out of the same system that's doing all of this heinous stuff. I mean, why would you expect that system to correct itself? That doesn't even make sense. But now we're down to the last layer of reality being stripped away, when the main question now is just literally, did this even happen? And this isn't just a problem that's happening in America. This is happening all over the world right now.
And when you see the plan, I think you'll see that we've put a lot of effort into getting it right.
When did you see the plan?
Well, I have not seen all of the plan, but I'm assured, and I, of course, am in touch and doing my bit as a department to make sure that we can do as much as we can to benefit the British economy to do so.
Absolutely. Just on that point. So you haven't seen the plan, but you're saying you're sure that if, when I see the plan, I'll recognise that this government is getting it right. You haven't seen
Indeed.
It. Do you know if Mr. Healey or Al Collins had seen the plan?
They have been, of course, they've been working very closely with the Prime Minister on the plan for a considerable amount of time. Yes.
Thank you for clarifying that. So they've seen the plan, and yet they resigned. They're
and
not
we are
happy.
Now in
They're
the final points of implementing the plan and getting it right before release.
They saw the plan. They weren't happy. They resigned. You haven't seen the plan. You're happy. Why do you think they've resigned?
Because I have faith.
And I just don't know how in a post-9/11, post-COVID, post-truth, AI world, anyone would trust anything. But that trust is what our society is supposed to be based on. It's how our reality has been constructed. So where does that leave everybody? That's where we are. And I wish more people would see it for what it is. I love you guys. Talk to you soon.